Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago Transportation's commissioner says it's time to take a look at the city's plans for making the city more bikeable. And that may include importing some ideas. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
Chicago Department of Transportation Commissioner Gia Biaggi says that in Copenhagen, there are raised bike lanes that keep cyclists on a different level than cars and trucks. She told the Rotary Club of Chicago the city is looking at that as one option for making the streets safer for bikers. On a more day-to-day issue, such as keeping snow clear from bike lanes, the commissioner says there's an issue to be worked out with the Streets and Sanitation Department.
They'd plow the road and the snow would go in the bike lane. We'd plow out the bike lane and the snow would either go on the sidewalk or the road. Then they'd plow it back in the bike lane. So like, okay, so we're working on that.
Commissioner Biaggi says the current city bike lane plan is 10 years old and needs updating. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Business and government leaders say helping local businesses to recover as the pandemic eases will be at best complicated.
The Chicago City Council's Workforce Development Committee held a hearing on what the city can do to get businesses and the economy roaring again. Alderwoman Susan Sedlowski-Garza is the chair.
We now face the prospect of how to adjust to a new normal of a post-pandemic economy and how to regain Chicago's strength and vitality in a safe, fair and collaborative way.
Craig Schmidt, vice president of the Calumet Area Industrial Commission, says the challenge isn't necessarily finding jobs for workers, it's finding workers for all the vacant jobs.
You know, manufacturing was not hit as hard during the COVID like many of the other industries, so that they feel very fortunate, they did lose individuals who didn't want to come to work. So, and now they are going on a huge hiring spree right now.
And several agencies in Chicago and Cook County, including Schmidt's, offer training programs. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Many residents of DuPage County who are behind in their rent are eligible for up to $25,000 in rental assistance. The grants are through the Illinois Housing Development Authority. Tenants have to work with landlords to apply for the program because grants are paid directly to the property owner. In order to be eligible, renters have to be behind in rent and must have experienced financial hardship because of the pandemic. The Wheaton Public Library plans to resume full operations next month. Officials say starting June 1st, library users will have full in-person access to library facilities. In addition, the library will be open on Sundays, stay open until 7 p.m. on Fridays, and will eliminate overdue fines. The Indiana Dunes National Park and the City of Portage are working together on a project aimed at protecting the Portage Lakefront over the long term.
The Portage Lakefront was hammered by storms and high lake levels for 2 years, and after dredging and replenishing sand on the beach, there's now a project trucking in boulders weighing up to 5 tons apiece, or 10,000 pounds, a total of 800 tons of boulders that are being placed along the lakefront, according to the Gary Post Tribune. This as the lake level has dropped 14 inches over the past year, and the forecast from the Army Corps of Engineers is for a more normal lake level for at least the rest of the year. Paul Labovitz, the superintendent of the Indiana Dunes National Park, says we know it's going to come back. They're hoping to have the work done by Memorial Day. Until it is, the lakefront is closed on weekdays from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Inmates at the Cook County Jail came in second yesterday in an online chess tournament involving their counterparts from several countries. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says playing chess helps detainees make better decisions when they leave jail and return to society.
Literally, the detainees have said it to me. It's like, Sheriff, before I did this game that I'd never heard of before, I never really thought much beyond the moment. And the detainees literally have said this to me. They said, chess makes me think moves ahead, and I take that into my life, realizing that there's repercussions for everything I do.
Dart says the jail's chess team is now getting ready for an October online world championship with inmates from about a dozen countries. A Kendall County judge has ruled a registered sex offender who has been convicted twice during the 1990s a sexually violent person. As a result, the judge ordered 61-year-old Stephen Casper to remain in custody for treatment. Casper is being returned to a state hospital and detention facility in downstate Rushville.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.